Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I am Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and in the studio today we have Caroline Caraverdian and Keith Barnes, both with our Veterans Services offices, and pleasure to have you here. Already learning a lot. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, let's talk about this, about who is a veteran. And already you guys said we refer to veterans as those who served, and that is more of an appropriate. And why is that? Explain that.
Well, some veterans or those who served don't necessarily feel like they are deserving of the term veteran, maybe because of their service type or when they served or what organization they served with. So here in Newport, we have the NOAA ships. The individuals that are assigned to the ships through NOAA are actually identified as veterans and could receive benefits through the VA. Others who are not combat veterans or not veterans of a specific war period, sometimes they don't feel that they are necessarily veterans. So we like to ask people not if you're a veteran, but if you served. You know, Caroline here, she served. And it's important that we recognize the service contributions from all persons that were in the armed forces.
Yeah. Well, and speaking about our outreach, I would imagine you've had some cases where someone didn't think they were. Is that possible?
Definitely. I've even had other VSOs in the same position talking to other women veterans, and they're like, yeah, I thought the same thing, you know, getting out. I didn't consider myself a veteran because I was never in combat, and, you know, I worked in an office, and it's like, same, but it's not a matter of that. It's like this plus this equals that. You served, then you're a veteran. It's just what that is.
Well, it's so important because, you know, I would hate to think that someone out there who served, you know, might not realize that the services you provide to the community are available.
Right, absolutely. And the services change through time. So it's important to understand that if you filed a claim for disability or compensation 10 years ago, the public laws might have changed, and now that disability might be covered. So it's always good to come in for a checkup, too. You can call our office, and we can just schedule a checkup, see what's going on with you, check in with you, have a cup of coffee. Sometimes we have donuts.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you then, if somebody has seen you, been through your process, and maybe say they didn't qualify, they could 5 years from now, potentially. So it sounds like there needs to be kind of a continual process.
A check-in. Just come in and we can look at it and see what's going on, or, you know, if things weren't done properly before, or, you know, the process changed, that we might want to go through and take a look and see if we can't address that.
Yeah. So I also want to say, we were talking about Carolyn, you are a younger woman. Are there sometimes cases where people think, oh, there's no way she could have served?
Oh, definitely. I mean, right into my face, definitely like a, oh, well, you know, thank you for your service, Keith. Bye, Caroline.
Yeah, right.
I mean, not that anybody has to thank me, but it definitely does kind of go a bit unnoticed. And it's like, you know, everybody joins of all genders.
Well, and fascinating to find out that you were at Beale Air Force Base, which is where my dad was as well. So small world. Well, and good to have you here, Caroline, for us to, you know, do any myth busting we need to do as well. Well, let's put this in context for us. Keith, you might want to take this. Caroline, you too. How do you describe the services we have for someone that really knows little about what the Veterans Services Office does?
Well, I think the first thing that is important for us to recognize and understand is we're trying to reshape our office away from just being purely compensation and disability benefits, but anything affecting a veteran, whether it be employment services, looking for some recreation, or even, you know, trying to set up some mindful training within the office, so that if you're a veteran and you need something, you can come to our office and we're going to either do a warm handoff to another organization, might have some other thoughts. You know, sometimes we have to take a look at the individual and take out the veteran and see what might be appropriate for them as well. Mm-hmm. And just come to our office so that we can have that central repository for all things veteran.
We want to focus on the whole veteran, you know, not just, yeah, as he said, only compensation.
Yeah, I love it. You know, it's like the whole person truly is getting transferred into all different kinds of disciplines, right? We think of functional medicine and, you know, all of these integrative approaches. You're having an integrative approach for those who served, and really a kind of a one-stop shop. I know it's kind of cliche to say that, but that somebody can come and really find out what resources are available, even if it's not just compensation, right? It's like, wow, what are the other, for example, county services that might be available to, right, any community member?
Health and Human Services, or going through with like the CSC, the Community Services Consortium for housing, the SVASH program, support services for families, yeah, and veterans, WorkSource with job searches. Even, you know, we've made contact recently with the aquarium about, you know, free passes for veterans going to there on Veterans Day. Yeah. All sorts of programs that we're trying to work through to help those who served, to be an advocate for those who served in our community. And that's where I think we need to kind of keep that focus.
Yeah. Awesome. I love it so much. Okay. We are going to take our first break with Carolyn and Keith. And we'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. Lincoln County Connections, we are back. And we have Carolyn Caraverdian, Keith Barnes, Veteran Services. And Carolyn, yeah, tell us about your service. And where do we begin? I know you were in Beale in the Air Force, but maybe how did it start for you? Like, what made you decide, and when did you decide to be in the military?
I was actually in the Utah area around, I think, the Ogden area, and I just kind of just wanted something to give me more life experience and just overall skills that I didn't think I could kind of get by instantly starting college just yet. That was just my own personal thing.
Yeah.
So I decided to join and then got stationed at Beale Air Force Base. And then that's where I stayed my entire enlistment.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I just can't believe it. Such a small world. Knowing that I was right, you know, four blocks away from really the entry point to Beale, you know, and small world again. But Carolyn, so what are you excited about now as you bring a perspective to our Veterans Services Office? Any things coming out of the blocks that are notable to you?
Definitely. I'm very happy to have gotten this opportunity and this job to just create an environment and space that I don't personally see, not only just for people that are women veterans, but also in my age group. I'm 22 years old, and I think that there's a bit of a lack of education for our members out there, not only just in the younger generation, but of all generations. And I want to be the person that can educate and make sure people don't get essentially screwed over where I might have during my own process of claims and parts of my service. And, you know, I also want to be able to create a space that women veterans can be comfortable to come in and talk to me about anything. It's a bit hard to do that when you previously only have an office of only guys, and, you know, we just want to make sure that everybody can feel heard, not just by me, but also by Keith.
And when we look at, you know, overall makeup, I mean, women in service, I mean, is it 20%, 30%? What does it look like? Any sense of it?
I don't know. I know it's not very large. I know it's not a big group. I'm going to say it's into the single digits for percentage.
Yeah. Yeah. Carolyn, any thoughts about, you know, some aspects of it that were any different or hard or As you decided to come back, do we say civilian life?
Yeah, no.
You know? And I imagine there are some times when, you know, people are ignorant and they, you know, don't realize that, you know, you being so young and everything have served. So are we, mm-hmm. I mean, how many women have you seen in Lincoln County so far? Are we still getting this outreach, and how many have we reached out to?
Gosh, I mean, I get very few that come in, and yeah. when they do, I'm like, thank you for trusting me with this, you know, yeah. information and helping you. Please send anybody else my way. I want to help, you know, I want to be the person that can help with that.
Yeah.
There's just not really many that offer that yeah. comfort. And, you know, it definitely is a different experience being a female in the military. You know, you mm-hmm. just kind of go through a different set of stuff, a different set of stressors on top yeah. of regular everyday active duty life, and it doesn't get too addressed, or else you're kind of like, oh, you must be a bit of a weak link, and it's like, no, I think people just shouldn't be treated like that.
Yeah.
And well, yeah, you just kind of hold it in until you're out. Then that's no good. Yeah,
yeah. And where sometimes do you guys discover that people just don't realize maybe that, you know, your services are available in general? Like, when you get debriefed, are you told, hey, in your community, there might be a Veterans Services Office?
So there's a transition assistance program that the military has taken on. And the difference between, you know, I served 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. was so much different when I transitioned out than now. So each state's different in how their veteran affairs are managed and run. In Oregon, you know, each county has a veteran service office. So there's a little bit more, and there are some programs for people who separate that they can receive, you know, the exams and all of that and compensation right away when they yeah. separate. Mm-hmm. But again, the laws change. So some things that you may have had when you were in the service that wasn't seen as being a disability at the time could have changed to now.
Yeah.
So that's why it's still important to stop into the office. Let us take a look at it. Let us go through what these changes might be and go with that. And just try to get you what you may be legally entitled to. That yeah. sounds more like an advertisement on
right.
Facebook. Just as a heads up.
Yes.
20% of the Air Force, 19% of the Navy, 15% of the Army, and almost 9% of the Marine Corps are identified as women soldiers.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, some numbers. Hey, let's take our next break. We'll be back with Caroline and Keith in just a moment. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We have Carolyn and Keith with us today, Veterans Services Officer. And Keith, one of the things I've enjoyed about getting to know you is how personable you are and how passionate you are to spread the word about the kind of work you guys do for our community. And you want to talk a little bit about maybe how the offices has changed? I mean, or some just global ideas on what might be different with you?
Well, the office went through a change in August. I came in and taken over the office and starting to lead it and manage it and what my thought process is and my conception. Some of the things that I'm really working on is I want things to be appointment driven with COVID, having space in the office. We want to be open. We want people to come in and talk with us, but we like appointments. So give yeah. us a call and set an appointment. Lori, who's our administrative assistant or office assistant.
Yeah.
She's our schedule keeper. I'm not allowed to keep my own schedule. I'm not good at it. Mm-hmm. I double book myself all the time. So call her, set an appointment. We'll be glad to have you. Now that Caroline's completed her training and we're working towards accreditation for both of us, she can have an appointment, I can have an appointment, and we can start working on that. Wednesdays, we're up in Lincoln City out of the WorkSource building. We're there from 10 a.m. until we set our last appointment at 3. Again, we'd like to have appointments, but we can do some brief walk-ins. Yeah. Sometimes when somebody comes for a walk-in, it really is just to set an appointment for another time. Sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, We had a veteran, well, he's not doing anything right now. I was in the process of reading over claims of another veteran for an appointment that was coming up. So yeah, I was doing something. I was working on that. I can't just always drop what I'm doing to handle something that's yeah. not an emergency.
Yeah, we want to make sure everybody gets 110% of our attention.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally reasonable, right? Like somebody could drop in, but you guys are very comprehensive. I mean, it feels like this is, like you said, the whole person, but I do sense that that sort of 360 wraparound for people, you know, having that time to pace it too mm-hmm. at right. a good pace, right?
Yeah.
About 4 appointments a day is what a person can handle. And, you know, we talk about everything from end-of-life decisions to a veteran might have had a new baby and want to add them to their profile. So we can have everything from that, you know, and sometimes we're like, congratulations, you received your compensation, but you have cancer.
Yeah.
So that work, that wears on you a little bit to be able to switch gears and go from this to that. And we want to be able to give the best service we can. So that's the reason we only do 4 appointments a day. And one of the things I'm really big in our office is the whole health initiative through like the Portland VA is to mimic that in our office. And that includes our own personal health, making sure that we've got downtime to decompress after appointment, having a moment to be able to say, yes, we're ready to go to the next one and get everything cleared up.
Yeah.
From the previous appointment before we move on so that we don't forget something.
Yeah.
You know, mistakes happen. We want to eliminate as many of those as we can. So if you need an appointment, please give us a call, 541-265-0570. Again, 541-265-0570. And talk with Lori and set an appointment. Come in. Even if you just want to come in and say hi and tell war stories, always glad to hear them.
Well, it's my favorite.
That is.
Yeah, I love it when sometimes they talk to me.
Sometimes I have to speed her up a little bit.
Yeah, I'll have you there forever. I like keep talking. I'm going to hear it all. I typed this out.
Yeah, and tell me, too, why that's important. I mean, that is important.
It's important to acknowledge what we've been through, and that helps with our mental health. And also, it's easier to talk to somebody who, although experiences might not be exactly the same, can understand what that experience was. My time in the Gulf was different than somebody's times in Afghanistan, but they were quite similar at the same way. And our times now as modern veterans are a little bit different than the older veterans who were drafted into their service. So it's good to be able to sit and talk and commiserate together, tell stories together. Yeah. Use bad words sometimes, you know, but it's okay. And we understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. I will get together again, of course. And I'm super excited to work with the both of you and continue to have creative brainstorming on how we can spread that message and continuing to spread the message. So, and Carolyn, I just had to ask you real fast too. When did you arrive in Lincoln County?
November. I'm okay. So new here.
All right.
I love it. I love Oregon.
You're liking it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fantastic. Well, and great addition to the office. So take us out, Keith. Where can we find your office online?
We are online. We're on the Lincoln County website. You can just Google Lincoln County, Oregon Veterans Service Office, and you'll get to our site. Also, we're on Google, thanks to Caroline, that new blood, that fresh blood coming in,
nice.
Able to hook us up. We're just east of the Embarcadero on Bay Boulevard. Come on out. March is Women's Heritage Month, so we're going to be focusing in on women veterans for the month of March. And awesome. If there are any women veterans or women that served out there that would like to help us do any planning or any brainstorming on how we can better reach out, please give us a call, talk with Caroline, talk with me, and we'll be glad to meet up with you.
Awesome. Awesome. Great job, you two. Caroline Caraverdian, Keith Barnes, Lincoln County Veterans Services Office. I appreciate you so much, and let's have you back again. And thank you for listening to us today Have a great day.